Rashi. He's all over now, top of the page. I'm not saying the chod like din or no. I'm telling you this kevitz on the condition that there's no, we're not going to apply the rules of a no to this sale. So the more brings him a chloikis, Rav says, Yeshaloi, a law, there is a no, the Masa Mashakasa Matarahu. He's trying to do things different than what the Torah says. He can't just put the Gemara down. So we see that Rav says you cannot make a Tanai against what the Torah says. Okay, the Mor says, let's suggest that we hold like Rishon Gamliel, the Mashav is called Torah, Tanai is bottle. Rav holds Mesa Lo Yerushenu. Rav says Mesa Lo Yerushenu. The Ksaver Yerushas Habal Derbanan. Lo also Chizuk with Yivrayim Kishal Torah. So the Mor says if that's, then he's passing like his reasoning, but not like his halacha. What he said was he's passing like his halacha, not like his reasoning. So the Mor says that can't be what he means. The Mor says maybe it means that from Rishon Gamliel you can be medayik that any schus that he has, the Rabbanon, that his Tanai will work. The schus that he has, the Raisa, his Tanai doesn't work. And Rav holds, even his schusim mirabbanon, it doesn't work. Except so Morris says, Hod mirabbanon, Kagan Zesha Hista Shalyahu Paris. According to Rishon Gamliel, that which made Rabbanan, he makes it tonight not to eat Paris, that works. And Rav is so Rafilo tonight Paris nami bottle. The Chavah also chizuk with Divrayim kishal Torah. The Kol Shkeni Rishushim shal Torah. So Mor says, so he's disagreeing with the diak of Rishon Gamliel. The Mor says then he agrees to Rishon Gamliel's halacha that made Raisa the Rishon doesn't work. He agrees to his reasoning as well. He just adds some more. So, hi, Ketamei, Kechosehu. Sirle le Rab, Ketamei, the Rabban Shimon, the Masam al Shaltero, Tano Batal. He holds like his reasoning. He holds Kechosei, the Mesa Yershem. And he just adds some more. Some more says no. Some more says the final version is what he's saying is. He holds the Mesa Yershem up. But not for his reasoning, because the old Yerushas HaBal is only the Rabbanan. That the Yerushas HaBal is the Rabbanan, the more than challenges that, that Rav holds, Rav says, explained that Rabbi Yerucham and Baruch is a lot of Yerushas, says Yishto Yachsa Levnei Mishpacha, which the more assuming right now means b'yoyvul. If you're not going to meet a domim, because all that you'll zero lehem b'domim kalim. So more means you knock up the price. So the more says, so if you hold Yerusha Baal as the rice, so why do you have to return it? My maksa Yerusha ain't a chazeres b'yoyvul. Kedemina b'becharis. Yerusha doesn't go back. Only sales go back. Elama if it's the rabbanon. That Yerusha Baal was only Rabbanon, so and therefore it has to go back. So why does he write to charge them? So Morris says he holds Yerusha Baal as a Raisa, and they got a basic quarters. You be back Mishum Gamishbacha Ganayu Lehem Shiyu Acherim Nikbordim Imohem. It's by keeping that there, it's taking it away from the family plot and putting other people there. They're going to have to go bury somewhere else. And he subtracts that he had it to lay out. Okay, basic chorus, Mazira al Karka. We can force him to get back to basic chorus. Makarba is about Karka, Shalokach, find El Logarcina. It turns over here interesting. So the way we learned yesterday, which the way I understood from the Gemara comparing it to the Braisa, which was not in the context of Yovel, that the return immediately is not talking about Yovel anymore. The more assumed it's talking about Yovel, now the more is retracting. Tosfos says no, leave it even that he brings right that this price, this Rehum and Baruch was said in the context of Yovel. So the question is, what is it with Yovel anymore? So Tosfos says that the Ganai only starts when all the fields go back, and this field doesn't. So people notice that and they realize that that the family is being buried in somebody else's property, and that's when the Ganai starts. And that's why it only is only through the vehicle of Yovel that is there this Pegam Yishpacha. Okay. So the Mishnah, Misha Meis, Minich Isha, so he died, so now he has a wife who has a right to get a ksuva. Ubal Chayv. And he also has somebody that he owes money to, Yarshim, and he has the Yarshim. V'hayil Bikadon Amilva Biadacher. And he had property, he had the Bikadon, he had money, movable property, or a loan by a third party. So we're going to collect this and give it to the Isha, to the Balchayv, or to the Yarshim. So all three, what do we do with it? So retirement number, Yinosnu L'Keshel Shebehen. So what do we do with it? We give it to the one which is the weakest of all of the people. They need the help the most, so we give it to them. The more is going to discuss who that is exactly. What it means it's the weakest, one who has the weakest raya, one is the weakest. We'll see in the Gemara.
Weakest, it means needy?
Needy, yeah. Well, that's one opinion in the Gemara. That's beautiful, but that's not how we decide court cases. Court cases, you have to file justice. Well, you know, to the Yarshin, you give it to the Yarshin. Why the Yarshin? Shukum Sichem Shua, Beri Yarshin Sichem Shua, the right to collect from this individual. The Yarshin have a power to collect without making a Shua, whereas the Isha or the Balchai would only have a right to collect this property if they make a Shua, even though they have a Shtar. The Balchayv, who they're trying to collect from, has the right to say, I believe there's a possibility that you were paid, and therefore at least swear to me that the shtar is valid. And that if you were paid already, you have the right to collect from me, take the property away from me. So I believe that. So it means they don't have an automatic power to collect. They have to make a shua still. Whereas the Yerushim have a right to collect even without a shua, so that means that as soon as the father died, it would pass into the schus of the Yarshim is automatic, so it went into the schus of the Yarshim, whereas the other ones, we don't know if they're right to it yet, because they have to shua, still swear. So it goes to the Yarshim. Okay.
If the Yarshim is natural, that's a natural thing. It happens, it occurs naturally. So if he makes if he's got creditors, so that's something he added on himself. It seems like that would sort of supplant what was natural. He added it on.
Well, that's what Rakiv is saying.
Yeah.
There's potentially a din shua when she collects on the Yarshim, but this is not even from the Yarshim. This is from a chayiv to the husband. So the Baal Chayiv says, you know, for all I know, the husband put money away for you to pay for the ksuba. So I understand you have a shtar, but there's a concept of story. I want you to swear that that he didn't do that. So she has the Baal Chayav has a right to request that. The loiv has a right to request that.
I guess based upon a simple reading of the earlier Mishnah, it says that the Baal cannot put Haniach al Shulchan, can't put money aside and say that's that.
He can't give her the money and pay it off.
Oh, so he could put it aside so long as it remains in his own Lashuk.
Yeah. It doesn't, over there the point he's saying that he's going to do that and that now take off a shibud of all of the properties, that he can't do. But he can designate, so listen, here's the money set aside for you, it's sitting here in the box. You know, if that would get destroyed, he'd have to replace it. In the case of the Mishnah, he wouldn't have to. The point of the Mishnah is that he wants to pay off and remove his shibud of all of the properties.
Right, he wants to end the responsibility and the achriut.
Right.
Okay.
But over here, he's not losing a chrayus. He's just saying that, but he could say he right, they have a right to request that.
Thank you.
Okay. Fine. Hiniach Peres Tlushim in the Karka. He died, and he left Metaltalin. He left Peres, which are ready Tlushim in the Karka. So Kolakaydim Behen Zocha Behen. Metaltalin of the Yisoyimim are not meshubed to Baal Chayav, they're not meshubed to Ksubas Isha. Medina the Gemara, woman does not collect the metaltalin. Okay. But that if she takes it, she took it. At least that's the time of this Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah holds. Okay, so if they took it, if the woman would take those payers, she would be able to keep them. So zachso isha yosem iksubaso abal chayv yosem al chayvay. Let's say what they took was more than the value of the ksuba or of the chayv. Okay, so what do you do with the extra amounts? So the woman was the first one there. She took all of the payers. It turned out she has more than the ksuba, so she's ready to give it back. So who does she give it back to? Does she give it back to the Yarshim or to the Baal Chayav? So Tarvin says, you know, so the kashrus should be had. Dr. Ashi, you know the kosher shabhan. The Gemara Farish my nihu. The Gemara is going to discuss who is called the kosher. Who is the one who's the weakest? Is the weakest the most needy? Is the weakest, you know, they're weak. The weakest means they have the weakest claim. Now, so we have to understand why and how does this work? The metaltlin of the Yisoyimim are not meshubah to Baal Chayav, not the Baal Chayav, but the ksuba zisha, the ksuba. So the isha does not have a power to collect from the metaltan of the assignment, nor does the Baal Chayav. So the answer is hakol the laber shusayu manchi, but it's not the metaltan of the assignment yet either, because the assignment have not retrieved it. So therefore, sealer of tarfin. The mitzvah miyad aloiva miyad misha because of that, so we have to go and collect it from aloiva or retrieve it from the shomer. So once we're doing that, it's not automatically the metaltim which the shomer have in their possession. Yes, the Baal Chayiv can't collect from. But over here, we have to go retrieve it from somebody else. We have to, and then give it to somebody. Once you're giving to somebody already, so these are chiyuvim which the husband had already before the bikkurin or before the loan that he made. The Baal Chayiv here is of an earlier debt. He let the money before he let the money to the husband before the husband let this money to somebody else. So we have to receive it anyway, so then they have a right to get it. Well, the Kershel, whoever the Kershel is, I'm saying, but that could be either the Baal Chayiv or the Ksuba, besides the Yarshim. Rabbi Akiva says, you know, the Yarshim, well, the Mahani Tvisa, that which they would take possession of it, it doesn't, would not work. Even if they did do that, it wouldn't work. The time of Pirkan, like we said later on in the Parak, person comes to collect from the assignment. Because our Mechayev, that the one who's collecting, has to swear first before they can collect. And therefore, because man shlo nishbu, ein lam rishus behem. So, since you're lacking that step, as long as you're lacking that step, they have no financial rights to it yet. We don't know that the lack of shua is dealt with as if, till we clarify through the shua, we don't know if they have any claim here. So the claim has not been validated yet. Whereas by the Yarshim, they don't need that. Once the person passes away, so you look at it, it automatically went into the Rishus of the Yarshim, because that's where it will go without any proof. And the other ones, we don't know if they have a right to it. So why should it go to their rishus? So it's now already in the rishus of the Yarshim. And now you're coming to collect from the Yarshim, you can't collect from the Yarshim.
So now the Yarshim's dead.
They belong, right. So they'll collect from the loiva.
I guess I'm missing something here. It's in the rishus of the Yarshim.
Well, not physically.
Physically,
it's by the loiva still.
Right. I mean, they have a. They have a clear claim.
Right. So clear claim means that the skus of the father automatically went into their rishus, because they don't need to prove that to be able to get that right. Whereas the suvas isha would need to swear. So we don't know. Needing to swear means we don't know if she really has a claim. So how can you say that she automatically got the rights, took over the schus of the husband through her claim on the husband? We don't know if she has a claim on the husband.
So they have a clear claim, and did we say that they have to go and actually collect? And that until they've actually collected, there's a difference?
No, there's no difference. There is no difference. The point is not, the point is there, we're, somebody's got to go collect. The shadow, who should that be? They were saying that it should be the Yarshim, because they have, it went automatically into their rishus. So if the payers which are left over, we'll see in the Morris something. What right do they have to take? Do tefisa. So if Tarfon holds, just like we're saying, you have to take possession in certain cases. Until you have that, it doesn't belong to the Yarshim yet. So she grabbed it first, and if she overgrabbed, the Yesh Yarshim in Ksuba Oikadam Alchayv Atovas the Yesh Ben Yerso Chayv Hamoser Yenosh the Kashrus Abraham.
Yarshim have a clear claim, but she grabbed, and up to the amount of her ketubah, it's hers.
According to Tarfon, you're asking for a kiva.
I see, I'm crossing the
line. You're crossing lines, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I understand.
How much you can know the kashrus behind? So zeh habal shtar shabiyado ala tatarna. Shiyad ala tatarna. Vimivoy liyad yisamim shuvu yotzi mehem lo ishav lo balchayv. So over here, Rashi says the kashrus behem means the one who has the weakest advantage, because if you give it to the Yorshim, they will not be able to collect. So we don't give it to the Yorshim. We give it to if the Baal Chayiv has it, we give it to the Ksuba, the woman. If the woman has it, we give it to the Baal Chayiv. Because you give it to the Yorshim, they have to go through the whole process of Shua, which means they have the weakest riot. Now, why Rashi translates that over here as the Kershel before he doesn't, with some Chalkas in the Gemara, I'm not sure. Now, the Gemara is going to ask what Jonathan was just asking. So, Rabbi Akiva shouldn't say, Em Rachman didn't, you know, so the Yorshim. It sounds like only the moisture goes to the Yorshim. The Tefisa shouldn't help according to Rabbi Akiva, and the whole thing should go to the Yorshim. The Gemara is going to ask that question.